This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The release of hostages under a temporary truce between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants will not happen before Friday, Israel's National Security Advisor said, thwarting hopes of relatives that some would be freed on Thursday. Israel and Hamas had agreed early on Wednesday to a ceasefire in Gaza for at least 4 days to let in humanitarian aid and free at least 50 hostages held by militants in the enclave in exchange for at least 150 Palestinians jailed in Israel. News that Israel and Hamas agreed to a 4-day pause in the war in Gaza was welcomed at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday.
But make no mistake, as soon as the pause ends, we will continue striving towards our goals with full force.
Israel Ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, now in its seventh week, the conflict has leveled vast swaths of Gaza, fueled a surge of violence in the occupied West Bank, and stirred fears of a wider fight across the Middle East. New York's governor says there's no sign of terrorism after a car crashed into a checkpoint at a U.S.-Canada border crossing on Wednesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Wednesday crash at the Rainbow Bridge crossing killed the two people in the car and injured the Border Patrol member. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's unclear if it was intentional. However,
there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And
we've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
She says the car came from the U.S. side. The FBI is investigating, and the White House says President Biden is closely following developments. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea fired a ballistic missile toward the sea, but the launch likely failed. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made from North Korea's capital region on Wednesday night. It came a day after North Korea launched a spy satellite and claimed to have put it in orbit. South Korea says it has decided to partially suspend an inter-Korean agreement and restart frontline aerial surveillance of North Korea. The Nigerian presidency is welcoming new agreements with Germany, including a deal that calls for the West African nation to export liquid natural gas to Germany each year. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The signings come less than 2 weeks after Nigeria and Saudi Arabia signed a deal to revive the country's non-functional refineries. Under one deal, Riverside LNG of Nigeria will supply some 850,000 tons of liquefied natural gas to Germany each year, working with German firm Johannes Schutz Energy Import AG. The first delivery of gas is expected in 2026, and the presidency said gas exports may increase in future years. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The UN Refugee Agency on Wednesday urged Pakistan to halt the deportation of undocumented Afghan refugees during the harsh winter season. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Thousands of Afghans have gone underground in Pakistan to avoid deportation, fearing for their lives if they return to Afghanistan, now run by the Islamist Taliban. In the southern port city of Karachi, where hundreds of thousands of Afghans live, police carried out door-to-door searches in refugee settlements on Tuesday. The UN agency has said the Afghans' return should be voluntary and that Pakistan should identify vulnerable individuals who need international protection. Pakistan is home to over 4 million Afghan migrants and refugees, about 1.7 million of whom are undocumented.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Dutch anti-EU far-right populist Geert Wilders, who has vowed to halt all immigration to the Netherlands, was in the clear lead in parliamentary elections on Wednesday, an exit poll showed. It put Wilders' Freedom Party at 35 out of 150 seats, 9 seats ahead of the closest rival. The party of outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte, the conservative VVD, was in third place at 23 seats, the exit poll showed. Immigration, the issue that triggered the collapse of Rutte's last cabinet after 13 years in power, has been a key issue in the campaign. I'm Joe Ramsey.